Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the Food Guys.
I wonder how many people are aware of the fact that there's more than one kind of apple. I'm not talking about varieties. I'm talking about early apples, later apples.
There may be a lot, actually, who are aware, but they may not know what to do with them because the early apples tend to be on the soft side. They tend to be not keepers, as opposed to the fall apples, which can be stored for many, many months at a time.
In a cellar.
In the cellar or in some facility where they're grown and they actually pump CO2 in a cold chamber to keep them alive. But we're talking about regular, natural apples that you can get during this time of year. These early apples, like Transparence and then Wealthy, yes. The Transparence turn out to be really the first.
Yeah, the Transparence. It's a yellow apple, and it has a thin skin.
And it makes a terrific applesauce, but it's a very watery applesauce. It's not a thick, chunky applesauce, but it's got a gossamer texture, and it is incredibly wonderful to eat. It's got a great mouthfeel. You can eat Transparence on their own, or you could mix it with yogurt.
Yeah, when they're very fresh, they're actually good in
hand. They are actually good. I learned from a grower recently that if you have a nice supply of the Transparence, you can keep them in your refrigerator for many weeks. You never want to store it at room temperature. You want to put it in the refrigerator. If you have enough space, store enough pounds so that you can use them over many weeks.
Even a Macintosh, which is a relatively soft apple, it's a little bit later in the season. Now, that's a very good addition. If you're making an applesauce with yellow Transparence and you have some Macintosh coming in,
mix them together.
There's a very good thing to add together because the one complements the other. I mean, it really does. I think it's generally helpful to use more than one apple in an applesauce. What was this recipe you were telling me about?
Well, I had a terrific recipe when I was working on A Baker's Odyssey and I was interviewing immigrants because this is an immigrant baking book. If it wasn't a first-generation immigrant, then I definitely wanted to interview a second-generation immigrant. I got a recipe from Jody Anderson, who lives in the Missoula area, for Swedish apple pudding. This comes from her ancestors from Sweden. She has a transparent tree right outside her kitchen. She uses this transparent apple to make an apple sauce, which she puts into a baking dish, and then she makes a sponge cake batter that she puts right on top of the applesauce, and then she bakes it. And so you have a cake-like layer, and then you have your applesauce layer. And it becomes like it's absolutely delicious. And it's one of these recipes you can make the sauce in the microwave oven. And the reason was that you wouldn't get spatter. You couldn't do 5 pounds of apples in your microwave oven, but you could do it in batches. I just found this interesting, so I wanted to share this. So you start with 5 pounds of apples, and then you peel them, cut them up into chunks, and put them into acidulated water, which is water with lemon juice. You remove about 4 cups of the apples, cover tightly with plastic wrap, put it with 1/4 cup of water in a 6-quart bowl, and then you microwave on high power for 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
Then you remove the bowl, and beginning at the edge of the bowl farthest away from you to avoid scalding yourself, you unfold the plastic wrap. All right? Reverse unfold. Mash the apples a bit with the potato masher to break them up. Then you add 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/3 cup of crushed pineapple, canned pineapple with its juice. Stir well and taste. And if the mixture's too tart, add more sugar. Cover the bowl with plastic wrap again and microwave on high for 3 minutes. Transfer the sauce to another large bowl, and you repeat this process 3 more times. I've done it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, you can also do this, of course, on top of the stove. You put this hot applesauce into your baking dish, and then you make your cake batter, and you put it right on top of the hot apples, and then you bake. And you can serve the cake hot, let it cool for 5 minutes, or you could cool it to room temperature, or you could refrigerate it and serve it cold. And you spoon portions of the cake and applesauce into serving bowls and pass heavy cream separately. And that's it. And it is absolutely out of this world.
And with that, we advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.